Welcome to the Pen That Writes. We are back with Rohit Trivedi and shall continue our wonderful dissection of various concepts. So stay tuned till the end where Rohit recites a few poems he gave us, an exclusive on. I remember this one thing that I had discussed with in a previous episode, that female written male characters are often probably the best written characters ever, because if you look at it in perspective, any female written male character is always great. You look at Pride and Prejudice. Yeah, maybe he's a bit of an asshole to start with, but it ends at such a great note. There is so much character development. There is so many things happening in the end. And you look at all of these, you look at Jane Austen, you look at Agatha Christie, everyone. And it's so fun to look at that. And then there's male written male characters, which are either, there is no in between. They're either amazing characters or either big aisa ego inflated assholes. There is no in between. And that is really fun to watch, because the thing is that we couldn't write ourselves if we had a gun to our heads. So yeah, it's really fictional characters are really fun to judge. They're the only characters we are, you know, allowed to judge without any as a guilt. If it came to one name, who would you call your favorite fictional character?
Nahi baba, I can't. We're doing injustice to so many other people. Because, you know, as a writer, you feel they're all your friends, relatives, lovers.
Definitely.
I love you all. You know? So it's a very crass way and, you know, psychologically devoid way. Not talking like this. But then again, it's so special. ये बहुत मुश्किल है, बट आई जस्ट टू रीइटरेट व्हाट यू आर सेइंग अबाउट मेन एंड वुमेन राइटिंग. तो आई थिंक वुमेन हैव दिस, यू नो, अपार्ट फ्रॉम ऑल द सैड स्टफ दैट इज इन्फ्लिक्टेड अपॉन देम इन टर्म्स ऑफ जजमेंट एंड एवरीथिंग, वुमेन स्टिल ब्रेक फ्री, यू नो, फ्रॉम द कन्फाइंड नोशन ऑफ बीइंग लाइक यू आर सपोज टू बी, यू नो.
एग्जैक्टली.
मेन टू अ लार्ज एक्सटेंट एडहर टू दिस फैक्ट ऑफ यू आर सपोज टू बी एंड यू बिकम लाइक दैट. And then you think about ki ye theek hai, nahi theek hai, you know, whether this thing works or not. But in a very large, gigantic way, men are as they are supposed to be told by their friends, family, relatives, etc. Women, on the other hand, are, even if they are told, to a very large extent, they don't really adhere to that. They are those human beings that, you know, God made them, and they're just like exploring. You see the clothing women wear, right? They can wear anything under the sun. But if men do, you get shocked looks. Like, for example, if Ranveer Singh wears a skirt, being a straight guy, you know, it suddenly attracts a lot of media attention and people are like, oh my God, what's wrong with him? He's wearing something of Deepika Padukone and this and that. But he just wants to wear it. I mean, why does a gender have to play any role, or your you know, sexuality in any way plays a role in your wearing? And that's like a very microcosm aspect, but it has a deeper meaning, clothing. And then it reflects in your personality, which reflects in your writing. But then again, you should not consider the characters. So for example, if I say, I hate the metal steel metal I hate, for example. Okay? In a book, which maine character banaya hai, suppose, let's have it your name, Ayan. Okay, Ayan hates steel. This is something I've written in a book, which is in a novel. It doesn't mean that Rohit Trivedi hates steel. Right? It's that character that you have sketched. Yes. Hates that thing. But the sad thing about, I'll not say us, but, you know, human beings in general, is like, if you have said that you hate steel, like Rohit Trivedi was a writer, they'll be like, Rohit Trivedi is a bad person because we all love steel. But wo character ki taste thi. So, wo, you know, to associate the character who's written by the writer and, you know, associate with the writer's philosophy of life and things is extremely bizarre. And, you know, of course, I'm not saying about steel as such, but I'm just, you know, I'm talking about other things.
Yeah.
but because I can't name those things because I want to be nice and I don't have anything against me. I want to have a smile wherever I go rather than a frown. I don't mind being not acknowledged at times, but not be greeted with a frown. This
Yes.
is something I want. So it's like, this is something I wish for.
And I feel that's true. I feel that, you know, people need to understand that our content and us are two different things entirely. Although it comes through us, it's still a different concept. It's a different being of its own. And it doesn't always reflect on what we believe. Maybe it contradicts it. That is why we wrote it. And yeah, I feel because one thing I've noticed ki, as a comedian, you know, you get this thing that you have to be funny everywhere. And I am not funny everywhere. I'm not even the funniest person in my group. I don't
Correct.
Like making jokes itna zyada. I just like to stay silent. I like to observe. And that happens to my poet friends also. They're expected in parties to do shayaris, to recite some poetry, to do something like that. And they also get irritated, you know? And then there's this flip side to that where you have this perception as you are a comic or you're a poet, you're a storyteller. You say something completely normal and people perceive it as content. So someone will laugh at something normal that I've said. Someone will say wah wah to something normal that my friend says. It's
that's what he said, that's what she said for no reason.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So
I'll give you an example. तो क्या हुआ था कि सो आई बिकॉज पीपल स्टार्टेड यू नो लविंग माय पोएट्री एंड स्टफ तो एक दिन क्या हुआ देयर वाज दिस वन गाय हु इज आई थिंक 3 इयर्स यंगर 3-4 इयर्स यंगर टू मी ठीक है
राइट
तो आई सेड वी वर ड्रिंकिंग वाटर फ्रॉम वो यू नो होता है ना ठंडा कूलर होता है तो यू फिल अप वाटर फ्रॉम देयर सो आई जस्ट टोल्ड हिम जैसे कि यार स्टील हो या प्लास्टिक हो क्या फर्क पड़ता है पानी तो पानी है समथिंग लाइक दैट सो ही इज लाइक कितनी बड़ी बात कह गए आप I was like, what? And then, मतलब steel हो या plastic, you know, जिंदगी बोतल है. बोतल में कुछ भी हो. You know, it's the personality. I'm like, dude, I didn't mean any of this to happen. And he just hugged me. And he's like, भैया, wow. And he just left. And I was like, and I was with 3-4 other friends just looking at him. कि क्या, क्यों, मतलब. नहीं भाई वो नहीं था मेरा मतलब एंड देन ही जस्ट वेंट विद यू नो वेरी एक्नॉलेज्ड एंड एनलाइटेंड वे कि यार बोतल में सिर्फ पानी ही तो है एंड आई जस्ट लेफ्ट आई वाज लाइक
देयर इज अ सो सच अ कॉमन थिंग फॉर अस एज परफॉर्मर्स आई फील कि ये बहुत ज्यादा होता है हमारे साथ You know, we're misinterpreted. I feel this is the fault of English teachers all around the world, language teachers. ये वो करते हैं ना they take the poet describe the curtain as blue to reflect their feelings of sadness. नहीं, his favorite color is blue, man. That is why it's the blue. There is no ulterior motive. There is no symbolism. Sometimes people, you know, forget that we are humans as well. हम लोग we too are normal. That is what people forget.
नहीं नहीं कैसा है ना and the thing is कि आप अभी suppose आपका favorite celebrity मुझे बताइए कौन है?
I don't know. Right now I would say oh God I don't have anyone.
अच्छा actor. Any nice actor that you can think of?
Any it nice actor. Shahrukh Khan has always been an idol for me.
चलो शाहरुख खान. ठीक है let's take Shahrukh Khan for example. He's a legendary actor. We all love him, adore him and everything. Okay? Now, if Shah Rukh Khan's, you know, forget about brands that he endorses. If he just, like, if he happens to meet and he compliments your shirt, which is a random thing he's doing. Example, right? You will never throw that shirt ever in your life. You'll keep it preserved forever. You may not even wash it or like wash it and just like iron karke forever you'll keep it because it's him.
Huh.
Because you just love, adore, and you are hooked to his words and his wit and everything because he's amazing. Okay. अभी क्या होता है ना कि when we have people in our lives which we start looking up to them, which अपने घर वाले ही ले लो, घर वालों ने हमें हमेशा बताया है, and when you love and respect to a large extent, तो you are like maybe इसका कुछ मतलब है, you start seeing life in that way because every time they have said something that made sense, right? So that's the whole iconoclast, celebrity status, everything that people are so dead against, but we all follow it. We are all, even if we are like me, I don't care about this person, but then if this person is with you, or if this person talks to you, that same person who you did not like think as a good actor or a good person, whatever it is, but now is next to you and saying something nice to you, life changes. You start loving that person. Just because
right.
wo ek few seconds ka hua hai, jo wo insaan ke liye wo kuch bhi nahi tha, but wo aapke liye, because you are right now nobody, means the world, right? Like, for example, when I met Ruskin Bond, and Ruskin Bond doesn't write names on novels anymore. He just does a signature because he doesn't like it, whatever it is. So when Ruskin Bond wrote to me on my book and said, "Best of luck, Rohit. Hope good things happen," or something like that, he's written. I felt so amazing. It's been with me, right. and because I just love him, adore his work and the personality he has. There is no controversial thing about him ever in the paper.
Yeah.
He's just this adorable, amazing human being, right? So, agar wo aise kuch bhi, abhi wo unhone aise good luck keh diya for your novel and for your book and other things to come. So, mere liye bahut badi baat. Unke liye shayad kuch na ho, shayad. So that's the whole thing about celebrities that we have in our lives that changes us. It should not, but does anyway.
At the end of the day, Fractured Reality came out. A brilliant book.
Yes.
I mean, I've read the poems through it. Matlab, jitna Google ne mujhe padhne diya, utna hi padha. I'll be honest.
Itni ke
shock rakhte ho tum yaar. Mere, mera stipend kitna kam hai. Samjho.
PSA ki baat karte ho.
मुझे ऐसे किताबें खरीदते खरीदते गरीब हो जाऊंगा मैं. दैट इज द गोल, अर्न इनफ मनी टू बाय ऑल द बुक्स दैट यू वांट.
अरे आई हैड अ फ्रेंड वंस, सो ही हैड दिस अल्टीमेट गोल इन लाइफ, एंड आई थिंक इट स्टिल डज, बट अभी थोड़ा रियलिस्टिक हो गया. हिज लाइन आई विल नेवर फॉरगेट टिल द डे आई यू नो एबल टू रिमेंबर. सॉरी बोलूंगा बिकॉज़ कुछ कुछ पता नहीं क्या हुआ. तो हिज लाइन इज दिस, ठीक है. आई वॉन्ट टू अर्न इनफ, I want to earn enough so that one day I can buy all the books from Penguin Publication and say, chutte baj gaye the, kitabe khareed li.
Oh God. he's gonna go on a very good journey in the future, definitely.
He's doing law now, so let's see.
But yeah,
he amended or changed to get that thing started.
Yeah, I feel that when because my dad made me a reader. He's the one who introduced me to books. He's the one who got me into Hardy Boys. And that was when I got into reading, and now that I'm trying to pay for my own books, I pick up these amazing books, a compilation by Rabindranath Tagore, and it's like 690 rupees, and I'm like, okay, I'll read local authors. Which is, so that's great. And which I have to give hats off to Die Book Box for forcing me to read local authors and discovering this whole new world of amazing, amazing work. I mean, Rohit, your work on Fractured Reality, your poems and are honestly just brilliant. I loved them. And matlab ye aisa bas aisa podcast ke liye nahi bol raha hu, I actually loved it.
Matlab aise na log soch rahe honge wo meme wale log jhooth bol rahe hai, jhooth bol rahe
Nahin. Rohit has not paid me in any way to say nice things. Yeah,
because he himself needs some money.
Yes.
That's why he has workshops and stuff. Kindly contact him. DM him on Instagram, Zindagi 101. Or he has his website, but due to lack of funds, that's not being made properly. But soon enough. soon enough
By
we'll
the
be there.
grace of the one above and Ambani, one day. But yes, we काफी ऑफ टॉपिक चले गए. आई जस्ट रियलाइज्ड दिस ग्रेट, दिस ग्रेट.
शुरुआत कहाँ से कहाँ चली,
हाँ,
यही तो जिंदगी का दस्तूर है आयान. आप शुरुआत कहाँ से करते हो फिर फाइनली क्या हासिल होता है आपकी जिंदगी में. देयर ऑल डिफरेंट चैप्टर्स ऑफ लाइफ.
एग्जैक्टली,
बट एवरी चैप्टर हैज रेफरेंस, रेलेवेंस एंड रेवरेंस, यू नो, व्हेन यू थिंक ऑफ इट इन द लॉन्ग रन.
वाह वाह, क्या बात है. सॉरी आई हैड टू. Yes, yes, definitely, definitely. Every chapter has a lesson of its own. Every chapter has relevance in the long run. And, you know, you look back and think, yaar, kya sahi baat boli hai hum log ne bhi. So, Rohit, we have this tradition in the show where we ask a very important question to every one of the authors. Normally in the beginning, but I've saved the best question for the last. What is your favorite flavor of ice cream? It's very important, you know. You can judge a person by their favorite flavor of ice cream. Yes. Money doesn't matter. What you order at Baskin Robbins does.
Oh my god. Are you like sending it to me? Because Nasik has one Baskin Robbins and maybe two.
No, no, I don't have the money for that. Sorry.
I don't see the point of talking about when you're not going to give me or send it.
When you come to Mumbai to Habitat, then we'll have that ice cream. Then the treat's on me.
Action.
Haan.
Itna intezar.
Yes, yes. Definitely.
So I like malt chocolate. That's my favorite flavor.
Yeah, authors are so boring, man. It's either chocolate or vanilla. This is, you don't have any interesting to say or what?
I like that banana wala also.
Yeah. That one is nice. I agree.
Do teen color ka na? There's this purple banana something.
There's this banana split flavor, I think, that I love.
हाँ वो उसमें तीन flavor आते हैं. एक, you know, you were in school when I was in 11. उसमें ना जब बहुत छोटे थे तुम तो ये स्पाइडरमैन की मूवी रिलीज हुई थी.
अच्छा,
ठीक है. तो ओरिजिनल स्पाइडरमैन, अभी का नहीं, जो यंग सा बच्चा सा है, अच्छा वाला रियल स्पाइडरमैन. तो जो स्पाइडरमैन की मूवी थी, आई डोंट रिमेम्बर व्हिच वन, बट वाज वन ऑफ द यू नो गुड पीपल, ओल्डर पीपल,
टोबी अंकल की. हाँ हाँ,
क्या बोलते हैं, बास्किन रॉबिंस इंट्रोड्यूस अ स्पाइडरमैन फ्लेवर व्हिच वाज out of this world, which had like 3-4 flavors fused in one. It was amazing.
Right.
This kind of it. That was my favorite flavor ever. After baat pe, I'll read something.
Yes.
So, maine bas, you know, baato-baato mein dekhi. So, we're talking about small town, big towns. So, maine ye likhi thi. So, this is in a very different format. So, I divided into stanzas. So, I'll stop and have pauses so that you can visualize it. And I'll give you like 5-10 seconds to, you know, remunerate with the idea.
Definitely, definitely.
Here it goes. It's called a small town.
Hmm.
Words with different meaning, clothes with no tags, everyone knows everyone. Leaving for the city. That's money, dream and glory. Start. No love, no thing to find. Middle. Fake love, passion lost. End. Money, fame, city, no smiles. After all the glitter returned to small town, home at last.
Wow. That was really nice. That's really, really nice. I could visualize it all.
And now you're going to US, so you'll visualize it more. So, Bombay bhi, you know, Mumbai will be like apna se thoda sa body chala ja raha hai. Sky is the limit for me.
There's the thing about poetry, right? It just takes you places. I mean, there is literature, there is there are stories and novels which in which you live the stories and you know witness it as a third character or fourth character in the background, and there is poetry which you know holds you by the hand, I feel, and it just takes you on a journey. That is the wonderful thing about poetry. I mean, as much as I make fun of poets in my comedy sets, poets are very important to the art society. I mean, it's just so impactful in general. So I love it. I love it. I loved it. Do you have any more for me, please?
Thank you so much for remembering about my book. Okay. So this is for all the beautiful women out there listening to this, hopefully. And SMS Sochna ki only for beautiful women. Every woman, every girl in this world who's born is beautiful. I cannot say the same about men because men are mostly ugly. But if women see them as good looking, they become good. So here it goes. The poem is titled as Brunette. And you can get it on free hair.
Yes, on I've Amazon. Read it. I've read stuff, this one.
So here it goes. Brunette from the book Fractured Reality by Rohit Trivedi. A girl in the coffee shop with some bewildered look and some ideas rhyming in her head. She sees the world of poets and imagines herself on stage. With lips that drip with poetry, she sees that beautiful dream come hither. Her hair is made of the finest painter strokes. Her hair has a different celestial touch to it. On stage, she stands with her bleeding heart on her cufflinks. The long skirt full of glee waves the words of him goodbye. The long skirt full of glee waves the words of him goodbye. Those long, deep eyes see life in the audience's eyes, while she, the girl with curls, imagines herself on stage. Brunette.
I don't know if you can hear me clicking, but I'm clicking. It's beautiful, beautiful. I mean, it felt so much more better when you read it. Then when the inner voice in my head read it, it made much more sense now, I feel. I loved it. Please, one more. Now you're, now I'm going to just make you recite your whole book.
Hindi wali poem padhta hu aapke liye. I'll just find it. So that, you know, people can know ki yaar he's a multilingual ka baat hai ye kahan se kar lete hain aap to wo badi required cheez hai aajkal and I think yaar India pata hai I started phonetics and phonology theek hai MA
right
so our professor said that it's a very rare thing that is only in India perhaps where everybody is multilingual
yes
matlab you at least know like 2-3 languages aapko pata hi hai it's not like just bilingual you know 3 like everyone knows ek state ki ho gayi ek english ho gayi and then you know hindi ho gayi maybe or something else whatever it is like you have like 3-4 languages people know
yeah
people in south know like 5-6 languages there are people who are studying foreign languages so it's amazing how we Indians, you know so many languages.
Yeah, I've seen these I read people in the Western countries, they're like, you know, I'm bilingual and they flex on it. I'm like, hey, ye kaha? This is not special. Ye bachpan se sab karte hain yahan par.
Hum paidaishi do teen bhasha to seekh gaye the.
Ha, exactly.
You may not be like well versed in Toto, but we know quite a lot. Yes. That's what matters. वो लोग तो मतलब दो ही Spanish English हो गया तो मतलब भाई क्या ही है?
हाँ, there are only like 3-4 combinations. There's Spanish English, there's French English, there's English and German. That is it. There is no other combination at all. Yeah.
Okay. ये मेरी पोएम है, व्हिच आई हैव नॉट पोस्टेड एनीवेयर, सो इट्स लाइक
ओह वाओ
गिविंग यू
एक्सक्लूसिव ये
एक्सक्लूसिव. आई बी पोस्टिंग इट परहैप्स टुडे और टुमारो, बट मुझे बहुत अच्छी लगती है. 2018 की है, बट आई एम स्टिल रेमिनिसिंग ऑन करेंगे. बट अभी आफ्टर यू नो गेटिंग एक्नॉलेज्ड बाय यू एंड यू नो विद दिस वंडरफुल पॉडकास्ट दैट आई एम फॉर्चुनेट एनफ टू बी अ पार्ट ऑफ, आई विल बी पोस्टिंग दिस टुडे और टुमारो. हमारी कविता का शीर्षक है पुरानी, ठीक है, योर रिमेंबर्स. आज मैं उठी अपने मुलायम बिस्तर के सिलवटों के साथ थोड़ी बिखरी हुई. उनको गए 3 बरस हो गए हैं, पर जैसे कोई हसीन किताब के पन्ने कभी याद बनके तो कभी नरम उंगलियों के टीपों को कुरेद देते हैं, वैसा दर्द दूर तक रहता है. जो कहानियों में तो आसानी से कहा जाता है, पर इंसानों को अल्फाज बनके बहुत कम पहुंचता है. मैंने उनका पुराना दफ्तर खोला, यादों की मिट्टी अभी ताजा थी, यादों की मिट्टी अभी ताजा थी, तो मैंने फूंक मारने की जरूरत नहीं की. एक किताब मिली, हर्फ दर हर्फ उनका लिवाज उस शायरी में बंद था. फिर उनकी घड़ी मिली, घड़ी बंद थी, मानो मानो वक्त ने भी उनके उनके बिना चलना छोड़ दिया. मैंने उनकी बंद घड़ी को अपनी नंगी कलाई पर लपेट लिया, और वो खुशबू जो शायद वक्त के साथ कैद थी उसको अपने रूह में उतारी. ये घड़ी मेरी नंगी कलाई में आज भी रहती है, क्योंकि क्योंकि वो कहते हैं ना कि जिस्म नुमाया जरूर हो सकता है पर रूह नहीं. वो कहते हैं कि जिस्म नुमाया जरूर हो सकता है पर रूह नहीं, और रूह उस बंद घड़ी की तरह पुरानी, खत्म और शायद टूट चुकी पुरानी.
Wow. I just feel so honored that you've performed this for me the first time. I know it's for more of for Thy Book Box because I represent Thy Book Box, but I'm gonna take it on me. Like ye mere liye tha. Wow, but that was so good. Wow, I mean, hundreds of miles apart we sit, and yet I felt every single word. I mean, everything just felt so perfect. And I kid you not, while you were reciting the poem, the trees and everything, you know, they were waving with the breeze and all. As soon as you stopped, the breeze also stopped. So that's the magic of poetry, man. That is the brilliant part of it. And loved it, loved it. Please post this as soon as possible. I have to, you know, save this in my Instagram. Ye aise nahi hoga mere se aise ek hi baar sunke. I have to read it again and again. Oh, wow, wow. That was just amazing. Thank you, Rohit. And thank you so much for that. Really honored.
Welcome.
And
Ayan, aapka naam hi itna pyara hai. And, you know, you have the privilege jahan pe, you know, aapko Urdu ki, Pakizgi aur Ruhaniyat milne ka itna, you know, one-to-one hai ki you can also read it. So, I think you are blessed. And I hope you take it forward and, you know, you understand it as much as possible, because wo agar aap apne hindi alfazon mein usko thoda piro doge to urdu se na jo common eye language hoti hai usme kuch alag hi ehsaas hota hai.
Zarur zarur,
because it's really, jaise aapne bola na ki agar waqt milega to 5 time ki namaz aap padhenge, aise hi agar jo namaz mein likhi hai jo alfaz hai usko agar aap aise, you know, kabhi bhi aap bole to I think everyone will fall in love with your words and whatever you say, because that's the magic of
Urdu. इतनी प्यारी तू इतने प्यार से क्यों बोल रहा है. लोग डरते भी नहीं तो अभी कुछ कर नहीं सकता मैं. So yeah. No, but I agree, Urdu is a beautiful language and I will definitely follow your advice and definitely work on my Urdu and find a middle ground. And really honored for you to be here, Rohit. Lovely session today. Really good start to my Saturday, honestly. And thank you so much for giving us your time and coming on the show. I hope you had a wonderful time too.
And I'll just say this, it's the honor and privilege is mine. And I'm truly blessed that this thing happened. Or wo mukaddar mein likha tha shayad. And everything was aligned that this could happen.
Yes,
so maybe humne kitab isliye likhi thi to meet you and to have this privilege of talking to you. Kya pata? Zindagi mein kuch bhi likha ho, you can never really tell.
Yes.
And alvida kehne se pehle, main meri kavita jo maine sabse pehli likhi thi, jo teen lines hai, main wo aapko suna ke you know alvida kehna chahunga. Aur wo ye hai ki Hindi mein hi hai. Yun hi bewaqt barsaat nahi hoti. Yun hi بے وقت برسات نہیں ہوتی یوں ہی دو لوگوں کی آنکھیں چار نہیں ہوتی وہ تو تھی اوپر والے کی مرضی ورنہ آپ کی ہماری ملاقات نہیں
ماشاءاللہ
تو خدا نے لکھا تھا کہیں اپنے کتاب میں کہیں جس کی وجہ سے ہم نے کچھ کتاب لکھی اور آج یہ حسین پل حاصل ہوئے
Yes, it all led to this one moment in time.
Correct.
And that's just beautiful.
Because see, you know, Kapil Sharma has this thing ki aapne kabhi socha tha mere show pe aayenge, which is a very cute, funny thing.
Haan.
But maybe it was, you know, you don't know that everything wanted that show to happen and, you know, people to come there. And, you know,
exactly.
You don't really know, wo butterfly effect hai na.
Mm-hmm.
Ki kab kya hota hai, chota butterfly can create a world domination kind of a change.
Exactly.
So, wo sab mukaddar mein likha hai, but agar hum कोशिश करते रहे तो हम शायद उसको एक हसीन अंत दें या फिर एक दुखदाई वाला इट रियली डिपेंड्स ऑन हाउ वी ट्रीट लाइफ एंड हाउ वी ट्रीट द एग्जिस्टेंस एंड द प्लेजर एंड ऑनर एंड प्रिविलेज एवरीथिंग हैज बीन ऑल माइन एंड थैंक यू सो मच फॉर हैविंग मी रियली रियली लव दिस सेशन
थैंक यू
yes about it and can't wait to see it on board and we'll of course edit few things which were not meant to go the way it went
yes the magic of editing is in my hands
so hum khud office kar denge the baki sab
ji so a lovely morning full of conversation turned into an afternoon of poetry and wisdom thank you so much Rohit please do follow Rohit on Instagram zindagi 101 and please buy his book Fractured Reality and don't be like me don't read the first 10 pages on Google please buy the book main gareeb hu aap nahi so thank you so much Rohit and goodbye
thank you so much bye
and that was our time with Rohit Trivedi I hope you all loved his work and if you want to see more of it you can find his book Fractured Reality I hope you all loved this episode as well and feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at thepinkhatter because I'd love to hear from all of you be sure to follow our Instagram at thybookbox and join our Discord community full of fellow bookworms and nerds from all over the world stay safe happy reading and thank you for listening to the pen that writes